and welcome listeners to another edition of what I call American Exposé. It's the 14th of September, 2005. Yesterday afternoon, we had a technical problem. I don't think it's cured yet. And we really left David Bay hanging for the last 30 minutes of the show with an argumentative caller. And that's usually what happens when you get involved with religion listeners. And this is all personal opinion done by personal research. And everybody's allowed to have that opinion. But I kind of keep it away as much as possible on the show, as David Bay has his feelings about how things are being unraveled due to Bible prophecy. Well, my feeling is, well, where did the Bible come from? Where did the King James Version come from? Was it written to fit a scenario that's going on today, as we were only born in the 20th century, and the Bible goes way back? So this is where I come into conflict with getting everybody together and understanding the big picture in place. Well, we're going to have David Bay back on the second hour. We're going to continue with these directions. He has some very revealing information about the Illuminati game. And we just got started yesterday, and then we have the technical problem. Still might have that, but we're able to just connect with the phone line today. So I won't have that. I thought I could just fix this thing right away by bringing the guest mic over here, which isn't working either. So, you know, when you have broadcast equipment and had it, you know, I've had this for, well, maybe 8 years, and it's been working flawlessly. And then at one time the mixer started making noises, and I tapped on the side of it, and the noise went away. And then it comes and goes as I bump into the mixer once in a while. So there's obviously some work that needs to be done here. I'm in the right location for the work to be accomplished with the friends that I came out here to be with when I moved from California. It's just a matter of time to get it rejuvenated and in proper working order. In the meantime, if we have to move to the phone line, we're prepared to do that. At this juncture of the situation, I still say everyone needs to research weather modification extensively, because they're not going to stop. This is not going to stop, as I've been saying for quite a while. The manipulation of the weather is chronicled, going back as late or early as the Vietnam War. And it's very, very, very obvious that that happened, because it's been chronicled by various sources, including the Weather Channel. So coming to these conclusions is not difficult. The statement by Defense Secretary Cohen is very indicative of the situation. The U.S. Code even deals in weather modification dating back to the 1970s, which is on our website, AmericanExpose.com. Also, Republic Trading is there on AmericanExpose.com. Support Republic Trading. Tell them Chris sent you. And support these directions on the network. We're going to get Vitamin Research Products back, apparently, as another sponsor to AmericanExpose.com on Republic Broadcasting. We'll be back to continue. If you have to unload, listeners, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. On with the broadcast. Welcome back to the broadcast. The beginning of American Exposé for today, Wednesday, the 14th. Here we see dated Wednesday, or actually Monday the 12th, from the American Free Press, Harnessing Weather, allegations surface that U.S. and Russia have technology to manage hurricanes. So it's getting out, listeners. This is the number one priority, in my opinion, to connect the dots to what's going on, the devastation, a war going on right now, and this is what I've been saying all along. This is a war. It's a weather war. It's being maneuvered and manipulated. This is where Hans and I parted company. Hans and Molina, I'm very, very sorry that he's not with us any longer, but he hasn't returned my offerings with my emails. He hasn't responded to my emails I've sent, and so I guess we've lost him, as this is Wednesday, his day. Let's take some phone calls. The board is filling up already. Rick in Tennessee, welcome to the broadcast.
Yes, Chris.
Yes, sir.
might owe you an apology. For if I had not mentioned yesterday that you did not delve into religion, politics, race, which I appreciate, that young man might not have ruined the last 30 minutes of your show. I'm sincerely sorry, because he made reference, so I might have put that idea in his head.
Well, it's okay. These things happen. It's very rare when I'm not able to respond. And you're allowed with your thoughts. It's just that when people go crazy on it and keep going with directions...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, I didn't notice that you were going crazy. I know.
No, but I may have put the idea in his head by even mentioning the fact that you don't, and that I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's thoughtful of you to call in and mention that. And I'm sure you're feeling a little better now that you've said that.
Yes, sir. And I did want to mention concerning the elderberries.
Uh-huh.
It's not an immune booster to use all the time, according to Lou White and the others that I've read that have written about it. It's something to use once you start feeling sick.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Which yesterday evening I was out picking some for winter, freezing them, going to keep on. Anyway, I'm going to leave you be. I thought I'd leave you with that.
Okay, now, if you can come up with a reference book on these wild plants that are beneficial, please let us know.
Stephen Foster and James A. Duke, Eastern and Central Medicinal Plants, Peterson Field Guides.
That's what it's called, Peterson's Field Guides?
Yes, sir, to Eastern and Central Medicinal Plants by Stephen Foster and James A. Duke. Another one that I like is Dr. John Lust, the Herb Book.
Okay, the Herb Book.
Yes, sir, by John Lust.
And spell his last name.
L-U-S-T.
L-U-S-T, John.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Another old favorite is Back to Eden by Jethro Kloss. That was published in the 30s.
Wow.
But it's still in print.
Hmm. And once again, his name is again?
Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O, Kloss, K-L-O-S-S.
Okay. Very good.
Well, I'm going to leave you in speed.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Have a pleasant day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. There's always directions. Will in Missouri, he's eating off the land. People need to think about this, I'm sorry to say. I'm sure right now they're not showing it. The shortage is coming into place. Why? Because the American people are very upset right now, and they're very armed. Okay, the population of America are very armed. And obviously, the taking of firearms was engineered down here in this hurricane-ravaged area, the region, going to be turned into a sustainable bunch of communities under Agenda 21. But yet, the taking of firearms was mandatory. And there is the crux of the problem. Going back to State Department Publication 7277, going back to Blueprint for the Peace Race, it's all there on AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K. So let's move to the callers. I know you have things on your mind, and we're going to have David Bay back on the second hour. So let's do it now. Bob in Kansas, welcome.
Yeah, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I don't know how angry the American people are because they had a lot of arms down there in New Orleans and didn't do anything about it.
I don't know whether that's true or not. I wonder how many people gave their lives to the defense of the Second Amendment right.
I don't know. We may not get... I'm sure, knowing the press, they could pull out a few wild-eyed fanatics that did, and if it had happened, and say, there they are, look at them, they're crazy.
Well, didn't you hear reports from various sources that it sounded like a war zone down there?
Yeah.
And I wonder what that was all about, because it was never publicized to any degree that I knew about.
Yeah.
And you've got to keep, you know, we really understand that when they want to take your firearms, history tells us that you have to react. And it's not a pleasant reaction that we have to take. But history tells us when populations are disarmed, they're enslaved totally. We're only partially enslaved now.
Yeah, but we're a stone's throw away of the rest of it.
I'm sorry, you're right.
But here's the agenda I think that's happening. They had three level three biolabs down there, and they had one level four biolab that got flooded.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was in Tulane University where they had, somewhere as I hear, around 5,000 monkeys full of these different diseases floating around dead.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Yes, and God knows what other those other labs had in diseases when they got, and how much of that got out in the water. Now,
yes.
Not only do we have the threat of mosquitoes actually spreading something like that, but let's stop and think here. If you go to another country, Chris, you bring your animals with you, you and the animals may well be quarantined, but definitely animals for 60 days.
Right.
In many cases.
Yes.
What did our government do? They let those people wade through that fed water. Not only did it have your normal everyday pathogens that happen in a flood, but it had God knows what else from those biolabs. And then they let them go all over the country.
Yes. Yes. And isn't that going to bring about a certain Hegelian direction? And when
one outbreak and we get locked down in the whole country, Chris.
Now, don't you think that's what the state model Emergency Health Powers Act is, or whatever it's called, where all the states had to enact certain legislation making it mandatory to vaccinate under emergency purposes?
Chris, a lot of them didn't, but it did get put in under the Patriot Act.
Uh-huh.
Under Homeland Security.
Okay.
So we have an outbreak. It comes under federal jurisdiction immediately. Then the El Presidente up there, he says, well, we got to lock everything down.
Yeah.
And he's just ordered a whole bunch of more NATO troops to come over here.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That was on the main news.
Well, Dennis might have it on the website. I haven't been there yet.
I ain't got any numbers, but I suggest that they're going to be in a hurry to get over here, and then I would say within the next 2 or 3 weeks, if we don't see an outbreak, maybe we got away with it, and maybe we didn't.
Now, it was very easy for me to predict that long time ago, especially after 9/11, that eventually NATO would be patrolling our borders. Well, now they're going to be patrolling maybe all 50 states with all these different people being spread all over the country.
This got over everybody's head early on. Right after 9/11, he said that if our troops are engaged overseas, we would use foreign military assets.
And there's the plan in place, huh?
And we've already begun to see that happen, and now he's ordered more NATO troops in. I think they're going to either stage an outbreak, or they're just hoping to God there's going to be an outbreak, and then they're going to lock the whole dang country down. That's how close we are. I really believe it, Chris. But, you know, push has come to shove now.
Yes.
And the American people don't seem to be hard enough to want to shove back real, real hard.
I don't doubt your concerns at all.
I look at them, and they look, most of them are brain dead.
Most of them are brain dead, and they don't pay attention. They don't research. They've been dumbed down through the schools. It's all planned.
And most of these idiots I live around, if they get hungry, they'll beg a bowl of genetically modified squill from the man,
mm-hmm.
just and turn you in for it.
And I've noticed,
turn you in for your guns.
I noticed a lot of vegetables are seedless today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I heard over 60% of our foods are genetically modified now in America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, genetically modified food probably means genetically altered people.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you eat, right?
Yes, sir.
They're hitting us from so many angles, and the American people just don't even look at it like this is our last chance.
Well, and then you think of the MSG in the foods, which is addictive in itself. So,
it's harmful. It creates overweightedness and hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
In the Philippines, they use MSG to kill dogs before they eat them.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, that's the main thing they use to kill a dog. So that ought to tell you something. If it'll kill a dog in small quantities, why, a lot of people will feed their dogs table scraps that have MSG in them and then wonder why Scruffy goes and has a heart attack.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it creates for the dog. Now, if it'll do it to the dog, it'll do it to you eventually.
Yeah, good point.
There's one other food additive that has added to our obesity, too, amongst all the other stuff and the dairy products that they serve. But they've got us hit so many different ways, and the people around here are saying, well, I don't know. I guess we have nothing we can do about it. I wish to heck, you know. I wish, you know, if everybody took that idea all through history, nothing would ever got done. There wouldn't be a bridge built. There wouldn't be a electrical light. There'd be nothing. We'd be sitting here with our finger in our nose.
Well, the thing that upsets me more than anything else is that people dying in our country are out, actually in foreign countries now, just like Vietnam and Korea, Bob.
I know, and it's going to get worse. Bye, yeah. Chris.
Thank you so much. We'll be back to continue with your phone calls and more information, listeners. It's a setup. It's all a setup. And we have to work together to uncover that mess. We'll be back to continue. And welcome back to the broadcast. Here's a quote by this individual, Sidney Sheldon. He's an author. He says, today, two superpowers have the ability to control weather around the world. The United States and Russia, other countries, probably China and North Korea, are working feverishly to catch up. Now, I always seem to take this to the top of the Security Council of the UN system, the way these are being engineered, thanks to Larry and his documentation that he sent. Apparent documentation, that would probably be the proper way to say it. It's on the website, AmericanExpose.com. I'll get over there and let you know exactly how to find it. Let's move to Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, welcome.
Oh, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've been listening to your show for the past couple of months, and I have to admit you have a very, very interesting program, to say the least.
Well, thank you, sir.
And I was on Alex Jones's program several weeks ago when Jack Blood and Erskine were filling in for him at that particular day, and I brought them guys a suggestion that is second to none, and that would be to take the likes of yourself, Erskine, Jack Blood, Alex Jones, Dave Van Kleist, and Reverend David J. Smith, and put you guys on Coast to Coast and have a three-hour-long expose about the New World Order, about the Agenda 21 with the United Nations. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that has to get out to the masses, and it's not going to get out through the masses through the controlled media.
Now, isn't that the proper way to wake up our public?
That's right.
Why isn't it being done?
Because I know Alex has been on there several times where they've had, like, group discussions about, like, about 9/11, and a lot of interesting things have come out. And, you know, the way I look at it, it's like this: power works in numbers, and the more people get the people to think outside the cage, like Dave Van Kleist puts it, the more you're going to wake up these sheeple to realize that we're not being threatened by some type of terrorism. It's what I like to call scarerism.
Yes. Yes. Well, once again, who created the terrorism?
They did.
Yeah, the power in place. The UN system, which is operational in America today, people call them globalists, but it's the UN system and the State Department. They're behind all this. So
it's just like the one, like, most people aren't even aware of the Federal Reserve, who actually controls that. I mean, I'm amazed sometimes when I encounter certain people, like in grocery stores or people on the street. I'll go up to strangers and I'll start, you know, telling them about things that they may not be aware of because they've been dumbed down.
Yes.
And plus, also, I've realized that your mainstream media is a device that's set up purposely as a mind-altering, mind-controlling mechanism for these global elitists, because they control the media. They can easily brainwash people into believing anything they want.
Yes. Very easy to manipulate people, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And they use all these techniques to further their agenda, but yet at the same time it turns the people into, like, that flock of people that are going to be led into concentration camps when the RFID chip thing comes along. Did you happen to hear, and I heard this over a couple of different sources, about the Supreme Court Judge John Roberts? During his confirmation hearings, there was an issue brought up by Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware regarding the RFID chip.
Yes. It was reported to me by several people that they confronted him and said, you're going to have to make a decision on microchipping the population, to that effect.
And see, what they're going to do in that case, they're going to sugarcoat that entire scenario into a thing to where they're going to make people think, oh, yes, it's going to be something good. It's going to have your medical records, yada, yada, yada. But actually, it's a tracking device. Big Brother's going to want to know where you're at 24/7.
Well, they already have that engineered right now with these reflux and removal of populations from New Orleans and Louisiana and all over the country. They're going to have to microchip them to keep track of them.
Well, it was like a point that I brought up on the Power Hour recently about the dead bodies, all the unidentified dead bodies floating around down there that don't have any form of identification. That in itself is a push for the RFID chip.
Yes.
I mean, myself, I really am amazed that how these power-hungry, maniacal-minded people have been allowed to, use these type of mechanisms and these type of devices to, destroy everything that's in place as far as our society, the rest of the planet. It seems like the few at the very top have no regards and no concerns for the people under them.
Oh no, we're goyim. We're serfs. We're the lowest form of life form, in their opinion, to be eliminated. The large population is very difficult to control. And so that is why they're reducing the population.
Well, yeah, they label people like us as useless eaters.
Absolutely. And they've made us useless eaters because what have they done? Taken our business and industry out of this country for all intents and purposes.
And also our military. 95% of our military forces are now stationed overseas in 135 countries.
On purpose.
Yeah, because now you got all these National Guard reservists going over to Iraq and other places. Who's going to be here to defend the homeland? All these foreign NATO troops?
Yes. Yes, by design. There it is. That's the point.
And you know the worst part of it is the mass majority of the people that live in this country have no clue or no inkling of knowing what's going on at all, because that mainstream media is never going to shed any light on any of this information.
And the people have been set off in different directions to keep them quiet and suppressed. Don't give them the real information. The dumbing down in the schools, it all fits, doesn't it, Frank?
Yeah, it's easier for them to control the people that way.
Yes.
Oh, well, you keep up the great work there, Chris.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate your call.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. We'll be back to continue. Weather modification, listeners, it's all over the place to be researched. Start at AmericanExpose.com. American spelled with a K. We'll be right back. It gets stranger as time progresses, as you learn about environmental modification. Here's something from ISHS. What does that stand for, listeners? ISHS. Environmental modification and shoot growth in a closed ecosystem to evaluate long-term responses of tree seedlings to stress. The authors of this is D.M. Oslick and D.T. Tigley. Isn't that amazing? And it's quite deep information. Controlled environment, Douglas fir, and determination of ecosystem responses to stress requires careful control of the environment and measurement of biological effects. We'll get this on the site when we can. It's been bookmarked by me quite a long time ago. And then we have Mayor to host world leaders for roundtable discussion on importance of technology for prosperity of all nations, dated July 18, 2005. Where does this come from? It's an event part of the 60th anniversary celebration for the United Nations. And this is Mayor Will Wynn, and will host a roundtable Tuesday, July 19th, which already happened, obviously, at Austin City Hall, where world leaders will join Austin's high-tech business leaders for a discussion about how to improve communications technology for all nations. The event is part of a two-day conference that celebrates the 60th anniversary of the United Nations, from the Austin City Council of Austin, Texas, listeners. Carl, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, Chris,
yes,
I would suggest to the people that are listening, with all haste, stock up as much supplies as you can get. Make yourself self-sufficient with things that are not run by electricity. The grid is coming down. in a pinch, you can go to your local cattle food outlet, and you can buy grain, whole grains, and other grains to grind to make bread and keep you alive. I suggest also that you locate a place in out of the cities that has a spring supply of water. If you guys will network together and band together and do what has to be done, you'll get through what's coming. I am going to reveal something now that's going to upset a lot of people. However, be that as it may, if they fail to prepare and fail to listen, they will not survive what is coming. This RFID chip is a diversion. They already know who you are, where you are, what you own, where it is, and your own capabilities for protecting your own family. On the day that this comes down, and it will be on a day and an hour you expect not, it could happen as soon as tomorrow or the following week or the week after. And when you hear the emergency channels and FEMA telling you to go to get picked up for a rest center or a feeding center, go the opposite direction. Get out of the cities. I tell you emphatically, please get out of the cities now while you can. The law that they have you under now is there's plenty of food, the gas is dropping in price, everybody's diverted by the RFID, and they're thinking, well, it's going to be a long time before they get us all chipped and ready for a shipment. Believe you me, they already have you down, and they have the A and B and C lists already in place. And you, when this comes down, you're going to find the people around you whom you thought were your friends are really not. They are implants that have been carefully set up and placed throughout every city in the country. No one understand that. When they come for you, kill the sons of bitches forthwith, because if you don't, they're going to kill you and rape your wives and daughters and take every goddamn thing you've got.
Oh, no, watch that language now. You can't be doing that.
Okay, Chris.
Keep that settled down there, because you've got listeners that don't appreciate it, and the owner doesn't appreciate it either.
Yeah, I know and understand that. You have to understand the times that we are in, and the ones that are put off by a cuss word or a curse word are sacrificing their futures if they fail to listen to what's coming down. In the next 5 months, count them, 5 months, 2 billion, with a B, people are going to die on this earth. I hope each of you knows and understands what's coming down and that you properly prepare so that you and your families will survive what comes. Please understand, these are the end times. This is the final turning point in all of human history. The evil and the wicked, every one of them, are going to be destroyed in the next 5 months. As this takes place and comes about, five months will determine who's going to survive and who's not.
I appreciate your thoughts.
And I do ask you, Chris, please give me a call after the show, if you will.
Okay.
I hope you had a chance to review my package.
I did.
And I ask each person to consider tuning in www.againstthegrain.info next Monday evening between 9 and 10 Central Time. I tried to speak for an hour this last Monday, but they did shut us down.
Very good.
Have a great day and keep up the great work. And you're blessed for what you're doing, Chris. You're really making a difference. And many more people are going to survive because of what you and the others that stand out in the front and take the heat are doing now.
Well, thank you.
Bless you.
Okay, Carl. Thank you so much. Jim in Boston, welcome to the broadcast, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a piece of new hot news is coming that I just heard this morning about 6 o'clock on my local radio station up here in Boston. Okay, here it is. Mayor Menino, Tom Menino, has just announced this morning that starting this winter, anybody who does not, that fails to remove any of the snow from their car, it will be considered as a finable offense. by fine or possible imprisonment.
No, wait a minute now.
Yes, I'm not joking.
Repeat that again.
If anybody who does not remove this snow from that's piled up on the windshield of their car, it'll be a fine or possible imprisonment.
Where did you hear this information?
I heard this morning on our local radio station on RKO.
And why do you think that was put in place?
I believe it's all part of Agenda 21. It's another scheme of this propaganda.
I see.
Yep, I do. I see it very clearly. And also, I've been watching, been following a lot of the Fox News, ABC, NBC, CBS. It's the same propaganda that's coming down the pike. And I urge all listeners who are listening to my voice as a Christian patriot, we got to start now getting on our knees and repenting before God and repenting as Christians. Because like the other gentleman said before me, we are going to lose this nation and lose it fast. And another thing I just want to mention that is part of this psychological psyops. Look at all the big pharma and what they're doing. Yeah, they're poisoning our bodies, weakening us so we can't fight back. This is all squarely part of Agenda 21.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts, Jim.
Yep. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. As these thoughts of the callers come into place, keep in mind the engineering is well underway. And this information, mayor to host world leaders for roundtable discussion on importance of technology for prosperity of all nations, dated July 18th. And once again, this mayor will win, hosted on Tuesday, July 19th, the Austin City Hall. That's at Austin City Hall, where world leaders joined Austin's high-tech business leaders for a discussion about how to improve communications technology for all nations. And once again, this event was part of a two-day conference that celebrates the 60th anniversary of the UN. The discussion from 2 to 4 p.m. in the boards and commissions room was led by Timothy Fenton, Senior Counselor for International Communication and Information Policy at the U.S. State Department, listeners. And the media was invited to join the discussion as well. The mayor's roundtable focused on the need to build communications technology infrastructures in all countries to nurture environments for entrepreneurial fulfillment. Isn't that amazing? And to expand international digital opportunity. Isn't that amazing? The two-day conference was organized by the U.S. Mission to the United Nations. That is the State Department, listeners, an arm of the State Department, the U.S. Mission to the United Nations, and the International Center of Austin, Texas, and the city of Austin, and serves as an opportunity for international diplomats, government officials, Texas business executives, and other opinion leaders to get together and discuss, quote, listeners, the United Nations, can it stand as a vital force in international politics, end quote. The topic was particularly timely as leaders across the world prepare for the 60th United Nations General Assembly commencing in September 2005. We're in it right now. Representatives from 191 countries will debate the United Nations' role in economic development, environmental resources, world security, technology, human rights, and other global policy issues. Apparently, Mayor Nguyen refused to vote for the resolution against the Patriot Act a while back when he went through Austin. He's a piece of work. He's a piece of work, listeners. Mayor Nguyen of Austin, Texas. Paul in Toronto. Let's move to Paul in Toronto. Welcome to the broadcast, Paul.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling because of the debate on the cause of this storm and weather anomalies.